Tolu Ogunlesi from Nigeria, concluding this week's essay series of Commonwealth Questions. The producer was Mark Rickards, and the essay is now available as a free download. Just go to the BBC Radio 3 website and follow the link to the podcast page. And just before tonight's World on 3, a look ahead to the essay next week.
Five of Radio 3's presenters celebrate lesser-known composers whose secret admirers they are.
It's music of heraldic memory, yet visceral physicality.
Tom Service on Arnold Bax, Lucy Skeeping on Thomas Ravenscroft.
My love affair with Ravenscroft began in a dark basement in Islington.
Martin Handley on Malcolm Arnold.
Arnold was baring his soul in this music.
Sarah Moore Peach on Hildegard of Bingham.
A Renaissance figure before the word was even invented.
The essay, starting on Monday with Sarah Walker, on a composer whose music has particularly inspired her, John White.
He doesn't need anyone's approval for what he does, so he writes where his heart leads him.
Secret Admirers. Every weeknight at 10:45 here on BBC Radio 3.
And that's beginning on Monday evening. This Friday night on BBC Radio 3, it's 11 o'clock. It's time for World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy.
Thanks a lot, John. Well, I often think that playing the kind of music that we do on World on 3, that we get to hear not just a musician or a singer, but a whole world that surrounds them. And tonight's opening track is surely that. In the midst of political and social turmoil in his home country, Mali's Habib Koité has produced an album that reminds us all of what's important in life. Family and friends and all the things worth standing up for.
Le jarabili la bebe du manya wole ntorola Dumani le jarabili la bebe dumanye wole ntorola wole masilani nyemirili le malolo
wole ntorola
jamfante kanu
de dina ba
fuye kanu dolu sala bebe
wole ntorola
jamfante kanu
de dina ba
shiri dumanye weka o bara jarabi ah shiri dumanye jarabi jugu wole masani ah dinin kadinye wiyele kadiye ah kanu dumanye jarabi fugu wole masani bara jarabi mo man dumanne le jarabi lila bebe dumanye wole ntorola.
Habib Koite with Jarabi Nyani, a song about how taking the plunge in life and love is not without its risks, but ones I'd hope he thought were worth taking. It comes from his brand new album on Contre-Jour. It's called So, and where many of his compatriots have quite understandably tapped into a musical vein calling for peace and tolerance, Habib has produced an album that reminds us why that struggle is so important. Community, connection, a sense of belonging, even a song in praise of that most effective of social glue, football. And I know the guest musicians on the album that include the likes of Toumani Djibati and Baseka Kouyaté would definitely agree with that one. And there's much more to come from this most musical of countries throughout tonight's World on Three, not least with our session tonight. You're listening to me, Marianne Kennedy, in a very busy studio in Broadcasting House. It's kind of all go here as our session guests have just arrived from their first gig on their UK tour tonight. So we're pulling out all the stops to get everything set up for some fantastic music later on from Gao in Northern Mali, Sidi Touré and friends. Elsewhere, our Commonwealth globetrotting continues apace as we visit Australia and Antigua and Barbuda, and also cast an eye forward to a place that holds a special place in my heart, but you'll have to stick around to find out more about that. Let's stay in Mali just a while longer just now then, with two other facets of the music of this huge and culturally very diverse part of the world. So we turn first to another wonderful voice, a great singer making her solo debut, although she's well known already on the world music scene. Mamani Keita is backed up here by Moriba Koita on the two-string banjo, the Ngoni, and by guitarist Jelly Musa Kouyaté, a key figure in the Bamako Rail Band that was such a vital expression of a newly independent Mali back in the day.
Bye. سلهاتيها ورتفر تفلتي جشو داتي سرهنا تفلتي جشو داتي سرهنا
I have to say, I can never get enough of these guys. The desert rock of the greatest of the nomadic Tuareg bands. Tanariwen's new album, Imar, is out on Wedge Records. And much as I like them, I have to say, I am completely bowled over by the poetry of the songs on this new release. Even though the clunkiness of translation doesn't really allow you to get to the complete core of the songs. The heartfelt eloquence of Ibrahim Ag Al-Habib and the rest of them shines through just the same. Friends and fellow travellers, I want to tell you, he says, that what touches the heart cannot be hidden and all that enters it will wound. The title of the album, by the way, means the heat of the breeze, and the very atmospheric album artwork of their Sahara home as well, sun, sand, dust, horses, it's a perfect evocation. A rather different setting for tonight's live slice of Mali here in the somewhat more restrained Broadcasting House studios, but that's not going to hold back our guest Sidi Touré and his band. They're just setting up around me, having come straight from the Camden Forge, and before that straight from the Calais ferry and straight from the Paris visa office. It's been quite a day, so I can't wait to hear them in action. They've really gone the extra mile for us here, and they're going to be singing some of the new songs from the new album Alafia, which means peace. And they'll be with us playing in a short while. Delighted to have them here ahead of the UK tour. Started tonight and carries on. We'll bring you some of those dates later on. Don't forget as well our Commonwealth connections coming up as well. But first, some retro joy from the ever satisfying Analogue Africa label. Sami Benrejeb's passions have been focused on Latin America over the past couple of releases, and this latest one takes us this time to Brazil and the festive sounds of Mestre Copijo and his band. Vicente Copijo was brought up in the 30s and 40s as part of a very musical family where band music was absolutely at the heart of things, but his personal musical passions took him in the direction of siria and carimbo, the sound of the quilombos, a community created by indigenous Amazonians and escaped black slaves. Copije's fascination with this music led him as a young man to go upriver to live with quilombo to learn as much as he could. And when he re-emerged, he quickly found himself the band leader of choice for festivals all along the Great River and beyond. Analogue Africa has compiled a special selection of tracks from Mestre Copijo's 6 studio albums, and whether it be siria itself or the way this music flavoured very common things like bolero, waltz, or, as we'll hear just now, mambo, the end result is irresistible, especially here, the somewhat crazy horn section. Amin Creu Chiu, a straight-up, heart-on-sleeve declaration of love from Cap Verde's young star, Mayra Andrade. Her latest album, Lovely Difficult, evokes her home island of Santiago, but it was recorded here in Britain, and it takes an unashamedly more mainstream poppy approach than before, as well as a pretty impressive multilingual one with songs in Portuguese, English, French, as well as her Cap Verdean Creole. Lovely Difficult is out on Sony Music in 3 weeks' time, and you can also hear her in session on World on Three with Lopa Katari on the 4th of April.
My name is Chris Brown. I run the 400 metres for Bahamas.
My name is Hafsa Tikamara, and I'm a sprinter for Sierra Leone.
My name is Nyambui Suleiman Mjaya. I'm originally from Tanzania.
53 countries in 26 weeks, from Antigua to Zambia.
We are sitting in Namibia in the thick bush. There are no noises or rushing.
Music is the sweetest thing in life.
Join us as we count down to the Commonwealth Games with specially recorded music and interviews from each Commonwealth country. For the world at your fingertips, subscribe to the BBC Radio 3 Commonwealth Connections podcast at bbc.co.uk/radio3.
And of course, if you enjoyed this week's podcast, remember as well that you can listen to all the features from the very beginning of the series, all of them still available online on the Radio 3 website to listen to, streaming them there. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3, where tonight's Commonwealth Connections, our musical baton relay leading us to Glasgow's 2014 Games this summer, it's going to take us this time to Australia and also back to the Caribbean, to Antigua. But before we reach there, let's take another Scottish-Caribbean connection with Cape Verde's brother country, as they knew it, Cuba, where Mayra Andrade's family spent her early years during the Cape Verdean struggle for independence. This, though, is the Scottish band Salsa Celtica's take on the rhythms of Cuba and further afield in Latin America, all through a Scottish and Irish musical lens which flavours these sounds with pipes and Gaelic mouth music. Their leader, Toby Shippey, was telling me recently that they've also become slightly unlikely TV stars in Colombia as a result of touring over there. But the tall islands that give the name to their new album refer to other destinations, the Hebridean Islands, through which they developed this new material in Scotland, and also Gran Canaria, where they carnivaled thereafter. So here, in the hands of their singer and fiddler, Megan Henderson, a traditional walking song reworked away beyond its roots in the exhausting work of Shrinking Tweed.
Hey, madu, strug na chiki. Hey, madu, shit can be a thee. Hey, madu, keel is leeched. He the aro, elkis chill that. Hey, madu, he the aro, horo, hoo. Hey, madu, smish you gala. Hey, madu, no la sale. Hey, madu, lemolanan. He the aro, spavic tala. Hey, madu, he the aro, horo, hoo.
Old man say,
Junkanakanakatura,
today, today it's a holiday.
Junkanakanakatura, Turaye, oh, Turaye, Junkanakanakatura.
the break of day.
John, can I get a catura, yay?
We're bound away for Frisco Bay.
John, can I get a catura, yay? Tura, yay, oh, tura, yay. John, can I get a catura, yay?
Them Frisco girls ain't got no combs.
John, can I get a catura, yay?
They comb their hair with the herring backbone.
John, can I get a catura, yay? Tura, yay, oh, tura, yay. John, can I get a catura, yay?
Just one more heave and that'll do. Pull her through.
John, can I get a catura, yay? Catura, yay, oh, catura, yay. John, can I get a catura, yay?
I thought I heard the old man say,
John, can I get a catura, yay?
Today, today, it's a holiday.
John, can I get a catura, yay? Catura, yay, oh.
Long lost Franklin, I crossed the main.
Wow, what a glorious combination of tracks there, with the distinctive vocal sweetness of the late Micheál O'Donnell and one of the great heroes of Irish fiddle, Kevin Burke, and their take on the tale of the Arctic explorer John Franklin and his ill-fated expedition. That features on the new ARC Ultimate Guide to Irish Folk, a double album journey through some of the touchstone sounds and artists of Irish music from the 60s through to the present day, compiled by John O'Regan. No surprise then that it should include those bothy band stalwarts and other key artists like Clanna, Dolores Keane, Lunasa, Altan, but it's good as well to see young up-and-coming artists like harpist Michelle Mulcahy representing the way ahead as well. And if, like me, you're a child of the 80s, well, there's plenty there as well to remind you that fashions in folk are not always future-proofed. The keyboards and midis alone will do that for you. But seriously, it is a great collection, very much recommended. And it's probably a good time to mention that next week, when we're at South Bank Centre as part of Radio 3's residency there for a couple of weeks, we'll have Andy Morgan, a world music writer, in picking up on some of the world music milestones of the past 30 or so years. So if you want to share some of your own world music milestones, be sure to tweet us at Radio 3 and use the World on 3 hashtag. It'll be great to hear from you. Well, before Micheál and Kevin there were those lovely lads, the Fisherman's Friends, who made such an emotional return to the big stage at the Radio 2 Folk Awards a few weeks ago at the Royal Albert Hall, following the tragic loss of two of their team in a freak accident out on tour. It's really good to see them back and doing what they and Trevor loved best. First up, we're Salsa Celtica and Hey Mandu, a traditional work song that's been such a totem for so many musicians reimagining Gaelic music since it first found its way into the big wide world as part of the very first LP releases of priceless archive material from Edinburgh University's School of Scottish Studies. And all eyes will be on Scotland this summer, of course, as the great Commonwealth Games Express comes stirring into Glasgow, with many folk visiting for the first time ever, spectators and sportswomen and men alike. Amongst those first-timers will be a rising track star from Antigua, Kashim Colborne, who will be competing in the 200 and 400-metre sprints. And who better to introduce us to his homeland, part of a twin island state with Barbuda, as the latest stop-off in our Commonwealth Connection series in the run-up to the Games. The islands of the Caribbean have a really diverse range of cultures, personalities and landscapes, but there's no doubting Kashim's love of his own particular island shining out through his music choice, a veritable anthem by Rupert Blaise, very popular back home for its praise of both the island and its people.
My name is Kashim Colburn, I'm 21 years of age. My track and field events are the 200 and 400 metres. I'm pretty excited about the events later on this year in July in Scotland, especially since it'll be my first time experience. I'm really excited and I'm hoping to achieve high goals and just do my best and make my country proud.
Antigua is home, it's home for me, land of sun and sea, and total beauty.
The Commonwealth Games is pretty important to us, especially persons in the athletic field, because it's a very big event. There's a lot of professional athletes that are there, so just for an athlete from our country to go and represent, it would be a very big success for us. We try to push hard to get our athletes there, and as much as we can, and so they can improve and to get our country on the map as well.
Welcome everyone. Let nature awake your appetite. Enjoy it. Tropical delights, the flavor of this enchanting country forever will haunt your memory.
The song I have chosen is called Antigua by Rupert Blaise. it really describes the nature island I live in. My country is a very lovely island. We have 365 beaches, a lot of historical sites. A part of the lyrics I kind of remember is the part where it says, the chorus, it says, in Antigua, we wake up to the sun, and my people welcome everyone.
Let nature awake your appetite, enjoy it, the tropical delight.
That song selection I chose is very, very famous, and it's actually one of those most popular songs that especially the people that live here, they are very proud by it because it truly describes our island and also gives a feel to anyone who hasn't been here but has listened to the song.
Sweet, sweet Antigua. If you come to marry or just to tarry for a while,
the music is a part of our carnival celebrations, and our people of fun culture, we love to have fun, and it's a very nice way to express our culture, the many different singing and dancing, and music is very important in our culture and we enjoy it.
See the many inlets as you sail on by.
To be running this fast, it's pretty amazing. I mean, sometimes you feel like you're going so fast that you're almost flying. Really and truly, it feels amazing, but it's because of the talent that you have and so great at it, and the accelerations and the techniques all play a vital role in it. I've been training seriously for about 5-6 years now. It has been a lot of effort has to be put into it. Sometimes, yes, you feel like giving up, but you really have to try and put your best foot forward. When I'm not at home and I'm abroad and I need something to, you know, kind of inspire me and remind me of where I come from, and yes, once I listen to that song, it brings back a lot of memories, reminds me of where I came from, and does encourage me to push harder so I can make my country proud.
In Antigua, we wake up to the sun, and my people, yeah, welcome everyone. Let nature awake your appetite, enjoy it, the tropical delights. In Antigua, we wake up to the sun.
What a wee star. Rupert Blaise's Antigua there, the Commonwealth Connection choice of sprinter Kashim Colborne, hoping to put Antigua and Barbuda on the map when he competes in Glasgow this summer. And you can see just what it is that inspires him about his home island by heading for the World on 3 web pages on the Radio 3 website. Check out the pictures and the video, the blog, and of course all the connections, including this one, still available to listen to. And you can download the podcast from this week's programme. Why not sign up for that podcast so you can join them again anytime. Thanks to producer David Allison for that feature, and best of luck to Kashim. We'll be connecting with the Commonwealth again a little later on tonight's World on 3 when we're, as the fishermen's friends might have it, bound for South Australia, or Western Australia to be geographically accurate in this instance. This is Mary-Anne Kennedy and you're listening to World on 3. And heading into the studio shortly, my guests in the studio for this evening, Sidi Touré and his band, they've come hearing over from the Forge in Camden. What a long day they've had, but they're raring to go for tonight's session. But first, a quick look at this year's Songlines Magazine Music Awards. The shortlists are out, and a compilation of all the finalists in this year's awards was just out this week as an album. As with the previous 5 years, there are 4 awards: Best Group, Collaboration, Artist and Newcomer, and 4 finalists in each shortlist. In the group group category this year are Irish Legends, Clannad, Young Tuareg Stars, Tamacrest, Los Desterrados for their blend of flamenco and the music of the Sephardic Jews, and these guys, the punk Polish fiddle frenzy of Ruta.
Заберите шеревоки. Дизвара! Выбежите дыда панска. Хабара! Завяжите выда панска. Хабара! Я кузодя только ясно. Язара! Вы запейте песню страшной тоски. Разобьете тело пана на куски. Разобьете закопайте за селом. Кого пану у помины не было. Заберите шеревоки. Дизвара! Выбежите дыда панска. Хабара! Завяжите выда панска.
Закопанный был пан, расти в воде. chamam-te linda, chamam-te formosa. Chamam-te bela, chamam-te gentil. A rosa é linda, é bela, é graciosa. Porém a tua graça é mais subtil. A rosa é linda, é bela, é graciosa. Porém a tua graça é mais subtil. A onda que na praia sinuosa, areia enfeita com encantos mil, não tem a graça, a curva luminosa das linhas do teu corpo, amor e ardil. Não tem a graça, a curva luminosa das linhas do teu corpo, amor e ardil. Encantadora ou bela, da tua graça é pálida aguarela. Todo nome que o mundo à graça der, pergunto a Deus o nome que hei de dar-te. E Deus responde em mim por toda a parte: não chames bela, chama-lhe mulher.
Well, first up there was Ruta, one of the nominees in this year's Songlines Awards. The winners will be announced in the very special 100th edition of the magazine. That's out on April the 25th. And the winners will also be announced on World on 3 with Lopa Katari that night. And that was followed by a new fado release by Rodrigo Costa Felix, the winner of the prestigious Amalia Rodriguez Award. And if the album's blurb does somewhat cheesily say that it's dedicated to women and to love, it does at least feature, for the first time on a full album of fado apparently, a female Portuguese guitar player, Marta Pereira da Costa. And fado will feature strongly as well in next week's World on 3, when I'll be in the company of British-based fadista Claudia Aurora, and will be decamped for the night then, joining the rest of BBC Radio 3. World on 3 will be part of the residency at Southbank Centre, and you're very welcome to join us too if you're late night birds and you want to see the programme going out live there. We'll also have world music writer Andy Morgan at Southbank Centre to take us through some world music milestones, the great albums, artists and events of the past four decades in which world music has been such a significant presence. It'd be great to hear your thoughts as well on what those might be. So you can tweet us with your own personal world music milestones to the Radio 3 Twitter address with the World on 3 hashtag. Tonight, though, we're in the more familiar surroundings of Broadcasting House and Studio 80A. And I'm not alone, as you'll maybe have been aware, with the clatter going on around as we're setting up for the session. Joining me are tonight's guests, Siri Touré from Mali, with his band, from northern Mali, from Gao, from one of the areas at the heart of the recent troubles. Sidi's new album, Alafia, was recorded in France and in the Malian capital, Bamako, rather than back home, during the worst of the fighting and following the liberation of his own and other towns in the north. It's been a really long day for them. They started off in Paris, via Calais, across a ferry, straight into a gig in Camden, just managed to have a bite to eat and straight over to Broadcasting House. So we're really delighted that they're here and still up and at 'em, ready for the session. So they're going to start out here with Ihora. Okay.
waira waye waka kagan yade so gahen nei watum kagan yade gawo gawo waka kagan yade sallallori watum kagan yade kamale nyuma ayawini kadonke sunguru nyuma ayawini kadonke gawo gawo ayawini kadonke Yala, bai kayala, bai kayala, jahilin doto. Bai kayala, bai kayala, bai kayala, jahilin doto. Halakanyi kairide, dali mazumbo. Halakanyi kairide, dali mazumbo. Halakanyi kairide, dali mazumbo. Halakanyi kairide. Dare mazumbo Sumana hiyo ya gaborika Sumana hiyo ya galebeka Wayamariye Ora mongo Wayamariye Ora shile Shirinde shiri Farande faran Ya gaborika Ya gasoroka Ya gadameka Ya gadameka
hore gandanda hore ay hore henno ay kuni cho ay ku ay kuni cho ay ku ay kuni cho ay ku ay kuni cho
Kalama janda
janda janda janda
the Georgian, the Georgian, the Georgian, the Georgian, the Georgian. Wakaka de Hora, I hore hen no.
Oh, great. What a fantastic start to the session. Sidi Touré and the band just arrived, as I said, in London for the beginning of their UK tour. And as Sidi comes over to the table here, he's joined by Nico, their tour manager, who's going to help us with some of the translation. I have to say, full of energy. It's just gone midnight. You've got a huge smile on your face. You were totally into the song, and you've not stopped since you started in Paris this morning. It's amazing.
Vous avez beaucoup d'énergie alors qu'il est minuit, vous avez une longue journée. Comment ça se fait? Qu'est-ce qui...
Bon, c'est les esprits qui nous accompagnent. Nous, quand il y a le monde, nous sommes des machines à diesel. Tant qu'il y a de bonnes volontés qui sont là, on sait qu'ils sont là pour nous, pour faire pour nous. Donc, on ne se lâche jamais de faire ce qu'on veut faire.
This is thanks to the spirit we can do that. This is maybe the audience that give us some strength, and we know this is like our energy. The audience, that's what we like to do, and so
fantastic. Yeah. So it's obviously been a great start to the tour in yeah. London tonight,
yeah.
And we'll make sure that we let folk know about the next few concerts. But I wanted to ask.
Yeah.
Obviously, Sidi, you're from Gao, which has been at the very heart of the troubles of recent times. Can you tell us how things are at home just now?
Vous venez de Gao, là où il y a eu beaucoup de problèmes. Qu'est-ce qui se passe maintenant? Comment ça se passe?
Ben, on remercie le bon Dieu, les bonnes volontés, l'opinion nationale, internationale, pour ne pas faire de frustration. Tout le monde, tout court. Un moment, quand même, Gao était pris par les djihadistes, par les nombreuses rébellions. Aujourd'hui, les villes sont libérées et qu'il y a des poches, comme on le dit souvent, il y a des poches. Vraiment, Dieu merci, aujourd'hui, il y a beaucoup de gens même qui sont revenus en famille.
We thanks God for what happened because thanks to a lot of people we managed to have a better situation right now. We were occupied by Islamists, but now it's the city are free. It remains some problem, but the situation is really really better right now.
Okay, yeah. That's good to hear. And you know from someone who's really closely connected. Nico, would you introduce us to the rest of the band in the
yeah.
studio here with us?
So there is Sidi Touré at the voice and guitar, Alassane Samake at the calabash player. There is Abdoulaye Kone at the ngoni, and Khalil Touré at the guitar. It's quite kind of family.
Oh, cool. Well, let's have some more music because it's in such good form. I think we should have another song. Would you tell us about this next one, Aitakamba?
Yes, Aitakamba, it means my Takamba. Takamba is a dance. You know, it's come from the...
Simplement que un pays ne peut devenir que ce que les enfants veulent à ce qu'ils deviennent.
Okay. A country need his children to get a good future. So it's a call to the young people. It's a dance from the folklore of Gao, and he wants to show that dance and the energy and the beauty of the folklore of Gao, and it needs to be protected too.
Sounds like the perfect setting for that kind of a message.
Yeah.
Well, just as Sidi is getting himself laced up and extricating the headphones from the guitar, we'll maybe mention that the first few gigs, they're heading up to Newcastle to Sage Gateshead.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Gateshead, I should say, not Newcastle. I'll be getting into trouble for that. And thereafter?
So tomorrow, yeah, the Sage on the... 16th, it's the Apex at Bury St. Edmunds with Basse Kukuyate. And then it's on March 18th at the Comedia in Brighton.
Okay.
Yeah, the last show in the UK.
That sounds fantastic. Well, I think we're good to go. So, Aitakamba.
Two, three,
Hey, nunca quiero más cantar gamba. chérie, toi.
Viens danser ta caramba.
Oh, my dog. Oh.
Come and dance ta caramba.
Tunka kirma gan ta caramba. Viens danser ta caramba. Come and dance ta caramba.
Brilliant. Thanks so much to Sidi Touré and the band. More to come from them later on. Alafia is the new album out on Thrill Jockey Records. Thanks to the jockeys themselves for tweeting and alerting folk to the session here on World on 3 and other folk listening in, such as Finn Lumsden and Dave Hunter. It's great to hear you getting in touch with the programme. Of course, you can check out the website for some pictures from the session. Martin, one of the studio crew, has been busy taking pictures. So I think they should be finding their way online already. And of course, all the online delights of our Commonwealth Connection series here on World on 3. We heard tonight's heritage track introduced earlier by Kashim Colborne from Antigua, who will be visiting Scotland for the very first time for the Commonwealth Games. And this next piece takes us right round to the far side of the globe, to a country whose team will be in Glasgow in force, Australia. You're going to hear Mark Atkins, who's regarded as a real virtuoso performer on the didgeridoo. He's in demand worldwide, having played with stars including Led Zepp's Page and Plant and the minimalist classical composer Philip Glass. Mark has Irish roots, but more importantly here, he's descended from Western Australia Yamitchi people. Our Commonwealth Connections team sat in on a didgeridoo workshop with him in Woolloongabba, a suburb of Brisbane, and I think you might even hear our producer, Sushil K. Dade, getting a lesson there. He loved that, I know. Alongside Mark are fellow didgeridoo players, Stephen Kent and Adrian Buruguba, who starts out by giving us a vital lesson on Aboriginal concepts of the world around them.
Dreamtime is the creation period when all things came into being. The universe and the earth was a void place. There was darkness, there was nothing here. And the Great Spirit brought the sun into being. And we call that Dagari. And then the Great Spirit made the earth, which is the Nani. And then the Great Spirit formed water. And as the water fell from the heavens, there appeared a rainbow serpent. We call that Mandinjara. And the Mandinjara fell to the surface of the earth and painted all the picture of the whole earth, and even underneath the earth. So all things came into being from water. This is the time of the great water spirit, the rainbow serpent. This is the dreaming. My name is Adrian Buruguba. My people are the Babinbara clan. We come from the place which is called Wangan country, and my language is Wiri language. I'm from central Queensland. We use the didgeridoo now as a part of our song and dance, and it's a part of our culture now. I play the instrument almost 3 or 4 hours every day. This is the story of the rainbow serpent that at this point in time now, he sleeps in the Balbara. Balbara is a great river, and the water, which is the Gamu Gamu, flows in place where the Mandinjara is. So this is a resting place. Mandinjara, Umbara, sleeping in the Balbara, where the great Gamu Gamu is, the great water. It's the water spirit. Mandinjara humbadal, mandinjara palbara, mandinjara humbadal, mandinjara karmara, mandinjara humbadal, mandinjara palbara, mandinjara humbadal, mandinjara kamo, kamo. Mandinjara umbada, mandinjara palbara, mandinjara umbada, mandinjara kamara,
Amandinjara umbadal mandinjara balvera. Amandinjara umbadal mandinjara kamur kamur.
Our song lines relate to the different skin names and the clans that would marry within traditional customary law. So those song lines would travel across the water. Those song lines were kept together so that we maintain a proper relationship with each and every tribal group around Australia. That's the reason why we have those song lines, to maintain the connection with law. Each group, we treaty with each other, so we know each other's law and custom.
Walla jingle bala bolo, walla jingle bala bolo, walla jingle bala bolo, yore 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 ya, walla jingle bala bolo.
Hi, my name is Casey Opstieg. I'm the Managing Director of Didgeridoo Festivals Australia, and we're here in Brisbane for a very special day. We're ready to rock and roll. We've had a big sound check last night, and we're going to have a big celebration of life and celebrate the Aboriginal culture. In the middle of the acreage, we've got the stage, and we've got the barbecue area set up for tonight, because everyone's going to come and have a beautiful feed with us. The whole plan for today is we're going to have a didgeridoo workshop for people that already know how to play the didgeridoo. It's going to be given by one of the didgeridoo artists, Mark Atkins, and everyone's going to learn a fair amount of how to play the didgeridoo a little bit better than they already are. At the moment it's about 35 degrees, it's pretty warm, pretty hot, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how the light show turns out tonight. We've got lasers and special light effects and smoke machines, so hopefully that will bring everything alive.
G'day, my name's Mark Atkins. I'm Yamaji, Widi, Wongai, Western Australia. It's my mother's side. And I come from Irish descent from my father's side. I'm a didgeridoo player in Australia. Today I'm at a mate's place in Brisbane. We're just out of Brisbane, and I'm here in the backyard. People are coming in ready to do a workshop, and the breeze is picking up, it's getting cool, and we're looking for a good time. Well, what I love about the workshops, I suppose, it's bringing bringing people together, and at the same time, you teach them a little bit, because all the time they're talking, there's a little bit of, what do they use the clapsticks for, and how would they play it this way, and what would they do, and what sort of didge would they use? And so you're still talking to them about culture and that, and so you're still spreading that. And today there's a couple of young fellas here, you know, who are really playing, you know, like, you know, and the young kids are the future, you know, so. And that's what makes it work for me, you know, makes me happy.
You see what I mean? You can break it up, use it, chop it around. So, I can't explain that a bit more. That one there is what you're doing, is you're going. So that's three, like. So it's one, one, two, three. That one is a squeeze. And then one, two, three. Everybody try that. That's it. Do that twice. So again.
The didgeridoo is Well, actually, it was a Celtic word, didgeridoo, actually, like where we, in different parts of Australia, and didgeridoo traditionally was played more so towards the north of Australia. Some of the names commonly known now, like probably through New South Wales and a big part of Australia, is Yidigi, Yidaki, Wonga, all over the place it was given different names, but it's a hollow wood, form of a eucalyptus tree, and it's hollowed out by what we call white ants, termites, and they basically eat up through the middle of it, and you go out in the bush and you have a look and you cut it down, and well, you hit it with a stick, and just so you can hear that it's hollow, and then you take back to camp, and you usually let them sit for a little while. Keep the bark on them, seal the ends. You heat the wax up, and then you dip the ends in and it stops it splitting. Then you let it sit for a while, then you make it yourself a didgeridoo. Come back into being able to tell my story. The didgeridoo has been my vehicle to travel the world and to look at it a little bit differently than has a drone instrument. A lot of people think it's an instrument as a, you know, didgeridoo is a black fellow's instrument and traditional instrument, and that's where it sits and that's where it's going to be. I wanted to take it out of that circle, you know, and introduce it to the rest of the world, so to speak. So, but at the same time, and I sort of achieved that. It took me 20 odd years, but and now I want to come back into myself now and still using and playing the didgeridoo, but a little bit of guitar, a little bit of harp, and you know, just make it much more acceptable and be able to tell that story, you know. And all my stories are about the people and the culture and just myself growing up here in this country, you know. This is called the Bushman. And I remember I was a little fella, I would have been about 1963, 64. I'd just come home from school and there's a fella out the back, and wild looking fella. And I said to the old man, I said, "Who's that fella out the back?" And he reckons that's that Bushman. He used to come around, and he'd do the rounds every 7 years, and he'd just go through all the properties, working the properties, and splitting fence posts and, you know, digging holes and rotary home gardens and stuff like that, just for a roof over his head and some, you know, tucker. And, you know, Mum would give him a bag of flour and tea. I remember it's about 21 or something, I went back there and I said, "Oh, where's that fella?" You know, like, and they said, "Oh, no, he died somewhere out there in a scrub somewhere," so, the Bushman. I was at one of my auntie's funerals, and my uncle was there. He was dancing and singing and playing didgeridoo, and he says, "Here, boy, you play." And I said, "Oh, no, I can't play didgeridoo." He said, "Look, I can't sing, dance and play didgeridoo." He says, "You play didgeridoo." So by the time he finished dancing and singing, I was playing didgeridoo. In my misspent youth, I was a rock and roll drummer, you know. I was playing in pubs and clubs since I was 14. So it was to play, you know, to actually walk up on stage and play with Robert Plant and Led Zeppelin was really something special. Rock and roll, you know.
Well, I'll tell you a story, what happened to me. I was camped in the bush under an old elm tree, and in this dark, cold, lonely night, playing me guitar, a ditch by the firelight.
Well,
later that night as I tossed and turned, had that feeling someone's watching me. And as I turned round, he caught my eye, just sitting on a log, staring at me. Was this wild eye, big-tied eye, bushman? Yeah, this wild eye, big-tied eye, bushman.
Working with Philip Glass, I suppose, was a real eye-opener, because he has this thing with, how can I say, simplicity, but at the same time, it's the way that he lays his music, and listening to him and then giving the pieces that he wanted me to play and to play, it was it taught me a little bit about myself and the instrument and what I could do with it.
My name is Stephen Kent. I am a curiosity on this earth, it would seem, because I'm British. I was born in England. As a child, I lived in East Africa. And as an adult, having spent my teen years back in England, as an adult, I came to Australia as music director of a group called Circus Oz here. And that was what introduced me to the didgeridoo. I've taken the didgeridoo and have played it throughout the world. This is almost my first visit back to Australia as a didgeridoo player. Before I came back as a comedian or as a juggler or someone working in the circus arts, and I came also to visit Australia and be with the people, Aboriginal people, but I never came claiming this didgeridoo as part of my life. I do really believe it is like going back to Mother Earth, and the didgeridoo gave me the access point to go into my own honoring of the land, which is where I think our connection as humanity on this planet is. We are all part of this one planet, and the indigenous people of planet Earth have been stewards of that land, of the planet, for thousands and thousands of years. And the message of people who are playing the didgeridoo now is one of reconnecting to the earth. Timeless sound, but I think it's plugged many people who are not from Australia into some deep racial memory that we all share together, that it's bringing out, and yes, a connectedness between us, and all thanks to the Aboriginal people, the Indigenous people of Australia. Thank you.
And as the Radio 3 tweets say, you can see some of these didgeridoos on the BBC's blogs page. Follow the R3 Commonwealth hashtag. It's the fastest way to get there. We'd love to hear what you think of the Commonwealth music we've been playing as well. So you can tweet Radio 3 with that R3 Commonwealth hashtag to send us your thoughts. Do check out Didge Beginner and Radio 3 producer Sushil K. Dade, his blog, and also you can download that lesson and the rest of that feature from Australia as a podcast from the Radio 3 website. Next week we'll be in Botswana, a relative success story in terms of independent Commonwealth countries, but one that still faces considerable challenges in terms of poverty and disease. It is, however, a wonderful place, especially so for a Scot, with its still palpable connections to my distant cousin David Livingstone. So here's something to stir your interest for next week. This was recorded in Gaborone, the capital of Botswana, immortalised, of course, in Alexander McCall Smith's number one ladies detective agency. And we're not on the Tlokwing Road at Speedy Motors here, though, but in a quiet garden in the company of Mbira player Miser Matako. Absolutely beautiful, Miser Matako, and absolutely right, we did enjoy it. And trust me, that is a relatively rare haven of peace in Botswana's capital there. I can't wait to listen to next week's Commonwealth Connection from Botswana. Just one of the many musical highlights awaiting us on World on 3 next week when, as I said, we'll be at South Bank Centre with an open invitation to all you night owls out there to join us live at the centre itself. I'll have Claudia Aurora performing live in session, and also Andy Morgan taking us through some world music milestones. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3, and it's time now for more from my session guests this evening, Sidi Touré and his band. They just started out on their UK tour tonight in London, carrying on at the Sage Gateshead tomorrow. But right here in Broadcasting House in Studio 80A, they're going to carry on with Ganji.
Toru bi ay say gadan, ikara way say gadan, kanjay saygadon kanji bi saygadon ikaraway saygadon kanji bi kanji karay he ala daway ne kabar mai toru bi toru bere he ala daway ne kabar mai aisi baura aisi balukunya aisi ba jaminti darbai ne gaba darbai ne gaba darbai Simba chi mai dei ka kui, dogu ai dei ka kui, dogu chi mai dei ka kui, zorka ai dei ka kui, zorka chi mai dei ka kui, kanji bi ai kanji karai he, ala da wai ne ka bar mai, kanji bi ai kanji karai he, ala da wai ne ka bar mai.
Baba
Fantastic stuff, Ganji from Siri Touré and the band playing live for us in session here on World on 3. And while Siri's coming back over to the table with myself and Nico, their tour manager who's translating for us, I'll just remind you that there's plenty of time to get your own personal world music milestones in. Tweet us, a couple of them coming in already. Dada Grove Jazz putting forward Umu Sangare's 2003 album Umu as being really unbeatable. That would definitely be a contender. Be interesting to see what Andy comes up with next week when we're at South Bank Centre. But Siri, now that we have you settled at the table, tell me just a little bit about the new album. How did it feel? It was recorded partly in France, partly in Bamako, through circumstances. How did it feel knowing that all of this was, you know, all the troubles were going on in the north and you were having to concentrate on making music and doing it away from home?
Le nouvel album a été enregistré en France à Bamako. Comment vous avez senti, vous êtes senti à enregistrer et à faire de la musique pendant qu'il y avait tous ces problèmes en même temps au Mali?
Tu sais que dans la vie, il arrive un moment pour un homme, il faut avancer. Et ça a été très dur, mais moi, quand je suis content, je chante. Quand je suis mécontent, je chante. Donc ça m'a promis de voir beaucoup de choses et de faire beaucoup de choses. Donc moi, j'ai d'autres albums dans mon ventre qui ne sont pas encore sortis. Ça, c'est une toute goutte dans l'océan.
In life, you have to go straight, whatever happened. And when I'm happy, I sing. When I'm unhappy, I sing. So, and you know, I've got a lot other album to record. I'm full of music.
It's very obvious. It's been really interesting, especially in recent months, watching and listening to you and your compatriots. So many people have taken their music, your own music, and recognized its power as a real weapon, I suppose, in some ways, a way of being able to fight back in a very positive way and make a positive statement through the music. It's been a really powerful thing to see happen.
On peut se rendre compte que pendant ces derniers mois, beaucoup de gens se sont un peu appropriés la musique, votre musique, et puis comme si c'était une arme positive. Mm-hmm. Qu'est-ce que vous en pensez?
Bon, ça me va droit au cœur, car quand même j'ai des messages qui touchent non seulement l'Afrique et le monde. Quand on va prendre des thèmes comme l'eau, le changement climatique, la paix gage de tout développement. Vous voyez, donc vraiment, je suis content de l'apprendre.
I'm very happy about that. You know, I'm thinking to change things. You know, I'm thinking about a lot of problems, like the water, or maybe the main problem, the peace in Mali. So I'm very, very happy to fight, to be as positive.
Siri, we're going to let you take your place back in with the band for the last piece of music. And Nico, Siri mentioned the water there, yeah. And that's at the heart of this final song.
Yeah.
Just tell us a little bit about it.
This is a song, yeah, it's called Low, so the water. It's like, it's singing in several languages, like in French, in English, in Songhai, in Tuareg, like saying this is the water, the main important thing. Like he said, like Sidi said, it's water is the image of God on earth. So it's without water, you are nothing. So it's a way to show the importance of water, and especially when you come from the north of Mali, where the conditions are quite difficult, and you know. For Sidi, when you come from Gao, there is the Niger, maybe the most important thing around.
Of course, the river is such an iconic part of the landscape there, and everything that represents to the people living alongside it. What a great way to finish off the session. So I can't believe that they're still so full of energy. It's great that the session has been going on, you know, even as we've been playing the CDs, sure. An exchange of new melodies and new grooves and new rhythms. It's just watching everybody, and it's constant.
We are so tired. I'm so tired. And they are still playing and laughing.
Well,
and
we're not noticing that part at all. We're just loving the music. So, Siri, when you're ready, just. I think the instruments are getting tired as well.
Maybe the instruments will die before them.
So, well, we'll just have a final reminder then that the gigs, as I said, carrying on tomorrow night at Sage Gateshead, and then on Sunday night is it at Bury St Edmunds, and then a night off, and Tuesday in Brighton.
The Apex Bury St Edmunds with Basek
and Ngoni Ba. And that's part of the Sahara tour, is it?
So it will be a very, I think you have to.
That'll be a very special night.
Sure. It's always a pleasure to play with Basekou and seeing him on the stage.
So is there going to be an Ngoni playoff between the two bands? Yeah. Do you think?
You know, this guy is really, really good. Abdoulaye is really a kind of young master. Yeah. Nice. Oui.
Fantastic. Okay, are we close? Ils sont prêts?
Vous êtes prêts?
Ouais.
Water is source of life. Water is source of life.
Absolutely fantastic stuff. A universal theme there, water as source of life, with a nod in there, amongst others, to their Tuareg brothers, Aman Iman, a theme picked up, of course, as album title by Tanariwen a few years ago. So something that everybody identifies with. Sidi Touré and the band, thank you so much. Remember, you can listen to the session on the BBC iPlayer, and you can find all the gen on tonight's music, the session and the album playlist on the Radio 3 website. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on Three, and we're going to return to Scotland and the Highlands, as I will be first thing tomorrow morning, but we're going to head for Blazing Fiddles just now, and to Cape Breton for a Gerry Holland tune, Mama Come Let's Dance from Six. This is the farewell album for two of the band's founder members, Ian McFarlane and Alan Henderson. It's truly sad to see them go, and this leaves Bruce McGregor as the old boy, the only original Blazer in the mix, but the band does carry on with the arrival of Nairn's Rua McMillan and Arcadian Kristen Harvey this season. Wishing them all the best. Thanks to everyone involved in World on 3 tonight. I'm Marianne Kennedy. I'll be back next week live from South Bank Centre with Claudia Aurora in session. Join us on air, or better still, with me in the foyer of the centre itself. Till then, I leave you with music from the Rajasthani desert and Sakar Khan, who passed away last year, regarded as the supreme exponent of the Comanche, bowed goatskin lyre. And as Roger Short, our producer, suggests, forget that it's 1 a.m. and listen to this one with the volume all the way up to 11. Special Sakar Khan captured live at home there. Very special recording. You've been listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 1 o'clock.
Welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Sibelius, Schumann and Nielsen for this first hour and a half. It's a concert the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra and conductor Susanna Malki gave in Stockholm in February 2013. Pianist Jonathan Biss joins them for the Schumann Piano Concerto, and the concert closes with Carl Nielsen's wartime Fourth Symphony. It opens with Sibelius in the waters of ancient Greece, and on the face of it, the Oceanides is about the water nymphs in the Aegean, but underneath is Sibelius in his element with different strands of current, slow-moving ones and faster ones, calmly but powerfully coexisting.